6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Thursday, April 14th, the day before tax day. I wonder who the IRS and Treasury boys are going to hang out to dry tomorrow, because they always do that to scare everybody else into compliance. And I'm not saying don't file and pay your taxes. I'm just saying that this is typically what the IRS does, is they hang somebody out to dry. I'm just spouting off in anticipation of something happening tomorrow. Dave Krieger with you. It's good to have you aboard. Homeschool moms, homeschoolers, and those of you conservative Christians who subscribe to this channel and what we're doing. And, of course, if you don't have our newsletter, you need to get it. For sure. We've got lots going on in the news today. Dr. Dennis Cuddy is going to be joining us at the top of the next hour. That's going to be exciting. Historian, political analyst. I mean, we are going to have a great conversation for that hour. So far, we've got 10% off Strauss Naturals products and OptiVita products this week at the Power Mall. Head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay, brand new. You can buy it in 1 or 4 pound sizes, and Charcoal House activated charcoal tablets for internal use. Indigestion, gas, nausea, oral dental complaints, whatever the case, we got them. Support at thepowerhour.com is our email. You can let us know you're listening, how you're listening. If you're listening to us on WWCR 13.845 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, that is shortwave for those of you who want to dial that up on megahertz on that band, because that's where we are on shortwave worldwide. 877-817-9829. Press 2, leave us a message, or just call the Power Mall number, 877-817-9829, and talk to a human being. You can text us. Let us know what you think of the show, what's going on. And also, if you're able to access thepowerhour.com, you can listen to the show from that homepage simply by clicking the Listen Live button at the top of the site. The show will play live from 11 to 1 Central, and will continue to replay every 2 hours until the next show. Wonderful, isn't it? And, of course, if you want to become a level 1, 2, or 3 supporter, you just have to click Buy Me a Coffee link, the .com link when it pops up, the banner. And you've got 3 different levels of support, each with more perks than the previous one, including discounts on all your online orders at thepowermall.com. Great way to save money. Plus, you get commercial-free show archives to boot. Support at thepowerhour.com if you have more questions. We're also on all sorts of social media with the Power Hour and Power Mall. And our sponsor, the Grow Food Network, has a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation, even if you don't have a green thumb or you think you're out of shape. We beg you to explore what's going on at powerhourfood.com. Sign up for free. Take the class. Then you can decide whether or not you're up to the task. And, of course, we're hearing from various individuals at the Power Hour by email and phone call. They want to know where that doctor is that online that's a COVID expert they can trust in a pharmacy that won't gouge. They want those off-label meds. I've got a really sad story out of Florida that's going to shock the conscience about these off-label meds, and you're not going to like it. It's not a pleasant story, but I got to tell it to you anyway, because this is what is going on. This is the way of the world. Our answer to this whole thing as far as these off-label meds is mygotodoc.com. And, of course, it's tempting to think the worst is over, but the experts, you know, experts. What is an expert? Let's see. An X is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. All right, so they're predicting another wave of something. You know, it's whatever they can make up. You know, they got to keep the fear module up and keep the control mechanisms in place. So they're going to, you know, they're going to come up with something, and it may physically actually be happening in your neighborhood, so it's smart to keep the meds on hand. Because all the frontline doctors are saying start treatment as fast as you can. So even the low-risk patients can benefit from the off-label meds. You know what I'm talking about. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine, prednisone, all that good stuff. Budesonide, something Dr. Richard Bartlett promotes heavily. And I've interviewed him on the show as well. These off-label meds can not only help you fight COVID, but prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. Because the large-scale study, as you know, from 150,000 veterans by the VA showed an increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year later, up to 72% more likely than people who were not infected. And this is why we've had Dr. Syed Haider on the show twice already, set up mygotodoc.com. We at the Power Hour believe in it. We're endorsing it because Dr. Haider is a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths. And unlike any other site, You can register for free here. Set up a portal, ask as many questions as you want, as often as you want, and they hook you up with the independent pharmacies that won't gouge. They charge less than anywhere else. My go-to doc is your go-to source for COVID-19, the number 281-219-7367, if you feel so compelled to call them. MyGoToDoc.com. I did it. I signed up. I got the drugs. My medicine cabinet is stocked. Ready to go, just in case. Yours should be too. So we venture out into the world. We got all sorts of interesting stories about things happening on the border, things happening around the world that has to do with migration, immigration, and, you know, people like to migrate onto the telephone and give us a call. We do have a toll-free number out there. We don't want to leave you hanging, 844-769-2944. That is the number to call if you have some input, just like Brian in Missouri this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I just have to share this one with you because it was just mind-boggling. There's a website called Henry Macau, M-A-K-O-W, Exposing Feminism and the New World Order. And he has on there something that was on YouTube that was taken off, and it's a lecture by Rabbi Michael Leitman at some Israeli university in Haifa, Israel, and he's talking about how they are all reptilians, interdimensional reptilians that came here, and their job was to conquer planet Earth and enslave humanity. You have to listen to this lecture. And there's a student in the audience. His jaw drops, and he looks at him and says, "I'm serious. This is the truth. And we look like them, and we sound like them, but that's what we're here to do."
Yeah, you got to love that, Brian. So, every time you hear about the reptilians, all that pops in my head is, "My preciouses. Yeah, they stole it, my preciouses." Yeah, that's the only thing that pops in my head. That's one of my many voices I do here. But that's just, you know, from Lord of the Rings. Anyway, that's craziness things because, you know, they head down to Hades, too, in that one. But that's interesting. Henry Macau, MAKOW.com.
Well, it's Exposing Feminism and the New World Order.
No. I'm asking about the website.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On the computer, if you put in the Exposing Feminism, I'm sure, you know, sometimes it doesn't come up. It's hard to get up. But if I just type in Henry Macau, Exposing Feminism and the New World Order, then you get it. And it was on there yesterday, and it was originally on YouTube, and they took it off. And, I mean, it just made my jaw drop. I mean, when you go through and listen and watch the whole thing, this whole lecture, it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. So, and speaking of reptiles, yeah, I got some news for you. Speaking of reptiles, we've included a video that you need to watch, and that is coming in on the email blast that comes in your inbox. Stoop Peters has a program on there called Watch the Water. Are they putting snake venom in the water? Well, this is Brian Artist, Dr. Brian Artist, who we've had on the show, talks about what's inside the COVID virus, poisonous snake venom. And so this should be interesting. You need to watch that whole thing starting at about the 25-minute mark. But the entire broadcast, we share information as we get it. We had heard from multiple sources before that it wasn't the bat. It was snake venom that they put in this stuff because of what it does. It breaks down the neurological systems. This is what venom does when you get bit. It's a neurotoxin. This is why people are having issues. And so that's one of the reasons why we put this video on there. You watch that, and you can be the judge, too. Brian in Missouri, we appreciate your input this morning. Continuing on with world news, two-thirds of the French... You know they hate us, right? Two-thirds of the French support concept of mass remigration. Now, you know, this is when I read it, I go, wait a minute, remigration? You mean they want to go somewhere else? A poll found 66% of the French would support a mass remigration of illegal immigrants, foreigners on terror watch lists, and foreign criminals from France. Not to France. From France. Where do you think they're going to send them? Here. This is a poll released by the firm IFOP on behalf of Sud Radio. Revealed that percentage of French saw the mass remigration of illegals, foreign criminals, and foreigners on terrorist watch lists, such as the S-file, as an objective they would support. Yeah, as long as they're not hanging out in France, that's all they care about. Doesn't matter where they go. This is the thing. If you look at what's happening in the United Kingdom, they have allowed, because of their behavior, and we're talking about their wokeism, they have allowed multiculturalism to come into their country and invade their country. And this is why there are problems in the United Kingdom. The latest headlines out of Bloomberg is that UK household incomes are being obliterated by inflation storm as living standards plunge. Living standards are continuing a death spiral, according to reports, as the wages fail to outpace inflation and soaring energy costs. And, of course, this is the Office for National Statistics that Bloomberg was quoting, saying average earnings, excluding bonuses for February, dropped 1.3%, the most since 2013. Unemployment fell to 3.8% in the 3 months through February, the lowest since late 2019. However, the hot labor market is going to force the Bank of England to do what? Raise interest rates, which could hinder economic growth. Always does. Same thing's going to happen here in America, folks. Little tidbit of world news I want to let you in on. Lots going on over here. Cato Institute. I'm getting a real problem with these guys because they're acting like they're somewhere between moderate liberal and moderate conservative. And it's starting to drive me crazy because I'm a libertarian by thought, but there are some things that libertarians espouse. And one of them is not getting involved in other people's issues. That I endorse. Following the Constitution, being protectionist, and, of course, you know, buy made in the USA, not China. Boycott all Chinese products. Boycott all the woke corporations. That would be kind of my libertarian thought process at work. Now, you may think that that's cool. You may not. That's why we have a toll-free number. You can call up. We can discuss it. 844-769-2944. Because anything I say may raise hairs on the back of your neck, and if I do, then that's your turn to pick up the phone and call because we have open lines this hour. But the Cato headline is Preventing War is in America's Interest. And that's Washington's most fundamental duty is to Americans, not Ukrainians. So the article goes on to say, leave it to GOP hawks to use the Russo-Ukraine war to score political points. Having spent two decades pushing NATO east and advancing regime change on Moscow's doorstep, these charter members of the Washington War Party would risk expanding the ongoing conflict to NATO by intervening on Kiev's behalf. Representative Mike Turner, ranking Republican in the House Intelligence Committee, you mean there is intelligence there? Complaining that though the Biden administration officials have been publicly making statements and commitments to give Ukraine the tools and weapons to defend themselves, they've been very slow to do so. That, of course, has cost Ukrainian lives. Now, we don't know, based on a lot of the stuff that these people say. They say these things for a reason, and that is to get your goat. That is to upset you, make you mad. And here's the real problem. See, Ukraine is something that used to belong to the Soviet Union, and Putin wants it back. And our problem as Americans is we have so much garbage going on inside of our own country. These liberals have seemed forgotten. But see, here's the thing. When a liberal gets murdered, everybody, you know, feels sorry. When a conservative gets murdered, the perpetrator is actually the victim because of oppression by the conservative person, by the person who's the real victim. You see how they twist that thing around? This is one of the ways that the leftist media has destroyed America, trying to twist and change the truth, both by omission and by commission. And this is one of the reasons why I'm glad Rachel Maddow is only coming on one time per week now. She's got other irons in the fire. Yeah, whatever. She only had 2.9 million viewers, which should tell you that, you know, that's like less than 1% of America's viewing audience. Kind of a weird situation, isn't it? But see, we don't really have any business being in Ukraine. They're handling their own thing. I mean, this is the thing. Putin recognizes what's going on over there, and you are going to hear so much propaganda BS coming out of Ukraine and coming out of Russia about Ukraine. It's tit for tat, and it's meant basically to get everybody to get involved in their little conflict, which we need to stay out of it. If we get dragged into a war with Russia and the D.C. bureaucrats are the ones responsible and Putin wants to launch a nuke, well, we've always said Washington needs an enema. What about a nuclear one? That'll clean out all these dirty politicians that are corrupted. They've been corrupted. We're in a one-party system right now, and they're in a war against we the people. Chance in West Virginia, good morning, sir. How are you?
Yes, hello, Dave. You made a point about boycotting. You know, my boycott list is so damn big and getting bigger every day.
I'll bet it is.
And, you know, and everybody could do this. All right, it's inconvenient. I deprive myself of a lot of things, but I'll be damned if I'm going to give these bastards a penny of my money once they start going woke and doing all this crazy stuff. You know, it's one thing you know, people even said to me, well, it's not going to hurt them, other people's spouse. I said, well, that's fine with them. I said, I feel secure in the knowledge that I'm not giving them a penny of my money, I says. And if everybody did that, this crap would stop. You know, I started with the sports, professional sports. I boycotted them, even though I'm a big football fan. I said, that's it. I'm through with them. Then food products, then cleaning products. And I just won't give them my money. And I think it's something you should stress more on your show to get people motivated to do this. You know, what bothers me is people don't like to be inconvenienced, but that's the price you have to pay if you want change.
Well, that's true, Chance. And here's the thing. You know, we've all been told, well, you need to be conditioned to just live with it. No, we don't have to just live with it. We can, and we have the power, not only of the vote, but we have the power to pick and choose. God gave us free will to do this, Chance. You know this. And you got this big, long list. We got this big long list of people that we need to be boycotting. We do not need to buy from anything made in China. And that's the one thing, my rule number one, in this house I'm building right now, everything is made in America. So, that's the one beautiful thing. When we found out our flooring was made in China, we traded it in. Said, nope, we're not doing that. We got tile made in the United States.
And like I said, you're going to get idiots who are going to say to you this. One example. Well, they don't need your money. They get money from all the other people. They couldn't care less. You turn around, you tell them, well, I feel great and secure in the knowledge that they're not getting a penny of my money. That means something to me. I mean, that's how you have to answer these stupid folk. And,
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say to them? I mean, that's apparently a brain-dead question, but, you know. It's at that point, Dave. It's at that point. You have to fight in any way you can. And this is a nonviolent way. And so this is, even though it's inconvenient, at least, you know, you're starting off in a nonviolent way.
True.
You know, you're putting your foot down now. And, well, Dave, thanks for taking my call, Alan. God bless.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you so much for your input. We appreciate that. And I'm sure your list is huge. I'm sure your list is huge. And that's okay. We're entitled to do that. We're Americans. We have free will and we can express it any way we want. A lot of people vote with their feet, which is why you're seeing a lot of, move outs from the blue states to the red. And you know, what's really sad is the fact we even have to delineate between the two because our political spectrum out there has done this to us. It's so motivated us to say red state, blue state. This is why I kind of penned the Dr. Seuss one state, two state, red state, blue state nonsense, because it is nonsense. The whole thing is nonsense. Our one party system is nonsense. You know, and it just reminds me of when Peter Finch was on Network, on that movie Network, where he's going, you know, go to your window and open your window and yell, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, that's kind of the thing that a lot of Americans, especially you 80 plus million voters out there, that feel rather disenfranchised by the 2020 election. And I certainly can concur and appreciate the way you feel. But see, not going to the polls because of disgust is creating more of a problem, not the solution. And this is one of the reasons why we have this show. Voting is a big thing, not just with your feet, but with your ballot. That's the most important thing. You have to, you know, identify yourself. I would be proud to whip out a driver's license and my voter ID card and say, here, I'm ready to vote. Because I know my vote is being counted. no matter what. I don't have to sit there and worry about fudging on documents like they're dealing with in Georgia with over 1,600 phony document ballots. Somebody's going to get prosecuted as a result of this. They're going to send a message to people about not doing that. Frank James, by the way, no relation to Jesse and Frank James, the suspect in the New York subway shooting, was arrested and charged with terrorism. 62-year-old guy, basically same, claiming that he's got, you know, issues, mental health issues. James apparently donned a gas mask in the morning of April 12th and opened two canisters that filled a Manhattan-bound N train with smoke before opening fire as the train pulled into 36th Street Station, Brooklyn. And, of course, if you watch those videos out there, video footage taken by witnesses shows people running out of the train as the shots went out. And what's really weird about this is the FBI supposedly has all this research and all this prior knowledge and all these investigative files about every one of us in America, yet they didn't investigate James, Frank James. The FBI's New Mexico field office previously investigated him and said, you know, reports are inaccurate. They're claiming, you know, we've reviewed FBI holdings to date and found no record of an investigation or prior knowledge of Frank R. James by an FBI office before the shooting. A report citing anonymous sources says James was previously known to the FBI, was cleared after more than one interview in 2019. So he's been in front of the feds. Yet he's not a convicted felon, at least not yet. But, you know, being arrested 9 times in New York and 3 times in New Jersey for various things. But he was still legally able to purchase a firearm because he'd never been convicted of a felony, according to NYPD. And that's what he did. Went out, bought a gun, decided to go pop off a few rounds. Crazy it is. We got more news after the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. My goodness, this half hour went so fast. Stay with us. We've got more news for you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Thirty-one minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. This is Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us and so glad you're calling in, too. That's a good thing. 844-769-2944. The phone lines are open. 20 federal assets were embedded at the Capitol. According to a January 6th court filing, that's what happened. January 6th, 20 federal assets embedded at the Capitol. The Oath Keepers motion is seeking to dismiss seditious conspiracy and obstruction charges, claiming at least 20 FBI and BATF agents' assets were embedded around the U.S. Capitol, according to a defense attorney. The disclosure was made in a motion seeking to dismiss seditious conspiracy and obstruction charges against 10 Oath Keepers defendants in one of the most prominent January 6th criminal cases. David Fisher, attorney for Thomas E. Caldwell of Berryville, Virginia, filed a 41-page motion to dismiss four counts on behalf of all Oath Keepers case defendants before U.S. District Judge Amit P. Mehta in Washington, D.C. Caldwell's charged in the indictment, but he isn't a member of the Oath Keepers, according to what he told Epic Times, which is where this story comes from. We all kind of knew that, didn't we? Police in Grand Rapids, Michigan, high alert. Local businesses are boarding up their shops, sending employees packing. This ahead of a release of a video of an officer-involved shooting. It's going to start all sorts of garbage in the streets. This happened April 4th. Patrick Leoya, 26, of Grand Rapids, attempted to run away from what police officials said was a traffic stop. Why do people do this unless they've got something to hide? Police Chief Eric Winstrom said Leoya began what he called a lengthy fight with the officer, resulting in him being fatally shot. Kent County Commissioner Robert S. Womack disagrees with the PD's version of the events, saying in a Facebook post, the claim Patrick died in direct combat and was shot to stop him fighting is a lie. This is murder. The officials know it. The officer needs to be fired and charged. One employee of a downtown business who didn't want to be identified publicly told the Epic Times, I heard the video is terrible. Employers are sending their workers home today at noon. Buildings are being barricaded. Police are on high alert. The employee said nobody was taking any chances in light of the violent and destructive rioting. Oh, wait a minute. This is going to be a peaceful protest, remember? If they go burning down buildings like they did with the death of George Floyd in the spring of 2020, oh, that's just a peaceful protest. They have the right to do that. They can go shoot and murder people, and of course, the liberals will just let them go. Of course, they're the victims, right? Yeah. This is the way they think. This is part of the left-wing media, because the left-wing media, like Communist News Network, they go out there. Remember what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Remember when they burned the precinct down? Who was there at the scene doing play-by-play? I mean, they might as well have had a color commentator there promoting leftist BS. You know, they had somebody basically standing there with a microphone interviewing everybody. So, are you going to burn down this building? Oh, yeah, man, defund the police. Yeah, we're just having a peaceful protest here, but yeah, we just shot a guy down the street. Ah, isn't that fun? You know, these people are twisted. And, you know, the thing is somebody put a bug in their ear, among other places, to do what they're doing. Somebody had to promote this kind of liberal ideology, and a lot of it happens in school, in college. And this is why I'm so glad a lot of you moms out there are homeschooling your kids, because you're going to teach them this is not the way we behave in American society if we want to be peaceful. So Grand Rapids, yeah, we'll see what happens up there, see if they burn half the town down. Been there. You know, Gerald Ford was from up that direction. Now we move on to the Lone Star State. Lots happening in Texas. Lots of news headlines there. All because of the fact that their governor, Greg Abbott, decided he was going to charter 900 buses and start shipping illegal immigrants to D.C. Well, guess what? The first bus carrying illegal immigrants from Texas arrived yesterday. They were dropped off between Union Station and the U.S. Capitol because they're sending a message to D.C. And so, this is all part of the Texas Division of Emergency Management's coordinating with the governor's office to coordinate voluntary transportation to D.C. and other locations outside of the state of Texas. Immigrants released from federal custody. The bus that arrived Wednesday was filled with immigrants who came from Colombia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. I wonder how many of them are criminals. See, and the thing is that they're not dropping them off in all the right places. They need to drop them off in Rehoboth Beach and Sheila Jackson Lee's house and, Maxine Waters' house, Pelosi's house. They need to drop about 72,000 in each one of those locations, as well as Obama's mansion up there in Nantucket. Yeah, they need to just send them all over the place. Because, see, then people would say, hey, look what you did. See what you did by opening up the borders? Now it's in your backyard. Of course, Fox News senior political analyst Britt Hume.
There's a Britt Hume. He sits there and
about chokes on his own vomit. Says on special report that Abbott is using this as a publicity stunt. And so, of course, Bret Baier, I can't believe some of these guys on Fox. Here, when I think these people are trying to do the right thing, they surprise me. And it's like, God, they're just as woke and mainstream as the rest of them. When you let talking heads loose on TV, this is what you get.
And then you hit Bret Hume in a big, deep voice, like Donald, almost like Tom Brokaw. Now with Title 42 about to be lifted, even though they're leaving other pandemic-related restrictions in place, they have a strong case. They can send us to people in this country as these migrants are pouring across the border illegally and are staying here indefinitely. Not the administration's trying to do much about it at all.
So this is his excuse for why what Abbott is doing is a publicity stunt. But here's the thing. The federal government stopped dropping migrants off in Uvalde, Texas. Remember they were so plagued by stuff? Right after Governor Greg Abbott announced plans to bus everybody to D.C., Mayor Don McLaughlin told Breitbart, Texas municipal officials were told to expect up to 150 migrants per day prior to the governor's order. And so he loves the idea of busing migrants to D.C. They want Uvalde officials want the D.C. people to see what they're dealing with. And so it's happening. The hordes are coming. And, of course, the migrants are being advised by the Border Patrol agents not to get on the D.C.-bound buses. See, there's the little counterplay, counter moves going on here by the Biden administration. The program is voluntary. And the thing is, hey, if you want to go see the Capitol, we're going to give you a free bus ride. A lot of people are taking advantage of it. Uvalde's only got a population of 16,000. I mean, do you see how that could – it's 130 miles from the Mexican border. You see how it could be overrun real quick? This is one of the reasons why the mayor absolutely loves the idea of busing everybody up there. That's another way to give Washington, D.C. an enema. Texas troopers, as a matter of fact, have stopped two human smuggling attempts, arresting two smugglers in the process in the Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol sector. The troopers arrested the two human smugglers, both foreign nationals. Well, why am I not surprised about that? And, of course, with all of the slowdowns in all the vehicles, the commercial inspections and whatnot, the White House is blasting Texas for the new border checks, blaming Abbott for significant disruptions. Well, yeah, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, what can I say? He's sending a message. The governor clearly is sending a message to you, Sleepy Joe. What's going to happen? What are you so upset about, Joe? Is your Depends on one of those? Are you having a supply chain issue with your Depends, Joe? Come on. What's going on? Patrice in Ohio, what's going on?
Nothing much. We got decent weather here today.
Good for you.
No weird
snow in the yard?
They told us we were going to have terrible, thunderstorms and tornadoes. That didn't happen. Guess the powers of be gave us a break today.
There you go. So what's on your mind?
So Fox News, controlled opposition, for sure.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding. They were the first one to tell us, I believe, what was it, how Arizona went to Biden in the 2020 election.
And?
And? no one would call it except them, and they called it early.
Huh. Yeah, that's why, so, you know, they're part of the mainstream.
They're part of it.
Yeah, they
well,
are.
Well, no, yeah, they're part of it. And, I mean, I do watch Fox Business because out of all of them,
well, I hate to say
this, most palatable.
I know it. I'm going to burst your bubble on this one, Patrice. Yeah, I'm going to burst your bubble on this one.
No, I know about Maria Bartiromo or whatever.
Yeah.
Class
Thank you. You just you read my mind. Oh, she's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. She's a member of the CFR.
So here's the deal. So, controlled opposition. Oh, my gosh. Does that station push the agenda on Ukraine? How Russia's so evil? You know, here we go. Weapons of mass destruction. Right in front of our face again.
Yeah, distraction.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of Zionists want to get into Ukraine because I don't know if you've seen this. It's been obfuscated. But that Zelensky has said how Ukraine is going to now be big Israel.
I know it. You got to love that. This coming from a wannabe porn star.
Oh, yeah, and the video of him playing the piano with his penis. And these conservative, upright individuals treat him, give him Churchill, which Churchill was a pedophile, if I'm not mistaken. No wonder they...
Wait, just it gets stranger by the minute.
Oh, yeah, my. But... It's just a joke. You just want to just scream at the TV. So I say, you know, we no longer acknowledge their false authority. Get rid of government. It should be defund the crooks. Government, corporate, churches, nonprofits, defund them. It's with your pocketbook is the only way you make these people pay.
Well, it is. And the thing is I have a real bone to pick with Catholic Charities because they're the ones that are basically helping all these illegal immigrants once they get off the buses.
Absolutely.
I got a real problem with this.
Oh, well, that comes from the Pope.
Of course it does.
He's the ringleader of it all.
Yeah, I here's a great idea for those of you who want to make some money out there. All you got to do is just, you know, dip some string in a vat of, this liquid, like soapy wax, and you'll have Pope on a rope. Patrice, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate you. Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Just listening to some of the people talking about, you know, screaming at the TV and things like that. And, you know, just recently I was, I looked up the, and you can look it up online, the Smith Mundet Modernization Act. That was, it was buried in the 2012 NDAA that Obama signed in the middle of the night, probably when nobody was looking. But the actual Smith-Mundet Act was from 1948, and it forbidden the government to use propaganda against the American people. I mean, it could be used overseas, you know, to broadcast to other countries, and we'll tell everybody how good we are. And there's a government broadcasting agency. They can format different programs and subject matter, what have you, and broadcast that overseas. And that's the way it was until 2012, when all of a sudden, okay, now we can do this internally to the American people. And there, I don't know of any way to know, you know, how much of this stuff is directly coming. And I mean, what agency would it be coming from? You know, how do you
CIA
even know who's accountable?
Probably, Tom.
Well, yeah, but I mean, now it's nice and legal. Before, you know, if say, you know, the government or, you know, whatever, some, I mean, you can look it up. There's several articles going back, all the way back to 2013 about it. But, you know, and you say, well, Your Honor, they're coming in here and they're giving us all this stuff to broadcast and we don't like it. And the judge says, well, there's no law against it. And, you know, so and you don't know, you know, how much is being paid under the table. You don't know who's producing it. And the thing is, well, and just looking over the last 10 years, just, I mean, personally, I believe the propaganda has gotten worse, but maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. I didn't have TV for a long time. I wasn't watching that kind of stuff, but.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think you're right that the propaganda has gotten worse. And the thing is, the more we start fighting back, the more they start ramping up. That's the big thing. Tom, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate that. We got a lot of news to get to. We have a January 6th prisoner has issued a letter telling Americans, don't do nothing. I will fight until my dying breath before I surrender one letter of my liberty. This is a letter obtained by the Epoch Times, and a January 6th prisoner asks, are you ready to fight light brush fires of liberty in the souls of men? Then don't do nothing, the letter stated, dated December 30th, 2021. And, of course, you can read about it on the Epoch Times. The guy's name is Jeremy Brown. What is so significant about this guy? He's a 20-year retired U.S. Army Special Forces combat vet. And January 5th and 6th of 2021, he was in the nation's capital as part of the all-volunteer protective detail, tasked with providing security for organizers and speakers at a legally permitted political rally. On September 30th of 2021, he was arrested at home in Tampa by 30 to 40 heavily armed federal agents and local law enforcement, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. And so, you know, what they didn't come out with right away and now is out, Jeremy Brown is saying the same agents who arrested him on September 30th tried to recruit him as a confidential informant on December 9th of 2020. Their pitch was intended to gauge his willingness to infiltrate law-abiding citizens groups that had no criminal history and certainly were not designated as terrorist groups. So you gotta wonder about all of this going on. Breitbart, by the way, in their Business Digest, we have a copy of that you can read when you get your email blast. The Producer Price Index, which measures costs paid by wholesalers, surged a record 11.2% last month from what it was a year ago. This year-over-year increase significantly outpaced already bleak forecasts. The sharp rise is yet another piece of data suggesting inflation is going to be with us for some time. Well, of course it is. Look who's making all the decisions and calling all the shots. Losers. Question here is Klaus Schwab in control of the American power grid? Back in November 2021, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, or NERC, conducted a simulation called GridX6. Within this two-day simulation, the participants, a mixture of government officials, grid operators, power producers, and more, were involved in fighting off a combination of cyber-physical info attacks against the American and Canadian power grid. Did you know that? Not only did they have to attempt to minimize the destruction caused by the attack and the exercise, they had to restore the grid as quickly as possible. The results of the exercise were finally published last week in the form of an electricity information sharing and analysis center. They always had these acronyms, EISAC. The end results showcased a few things that may be of interest to the prepper. For starters, the simulation ended with the encouragement of the power industry to focus on areas that have their telecommunications infrastructure damaged after a power outage attack. This is one of the reasons why, you know, you want to have some means of generating your own electricity, and the sooner the better. I know that Four Patriot sells an 1800-watt generator that at least keep your refrigerator and stuff running, and it takes 3.5 hours to charge the panels. So, you know, your refrigerator will at least stay cold that long if you don't keep opening the door and sticking your head in there to stay cool. Texas is the only state in the continental U.S. that has its own grid. An interesting fact to remember when reading through this report. And, of course, we're going to include that. You'll be able to read it. And that's something that, you know, I'd love to go into major detail. NERC is associated, by the way, with the World Economic Forum, which Klaus Schwab is in control of. Now, does it necessarily mean that he's in complete control of the grid? I don't think so. You know, we have our little ERCOT down here in Texas that is catching all sorts of hell and hot water because of what happened a year ago in February with property damage and people dying. In the health section of our news today, nanotechnology used in COVID vaccines and 2,000 foods is going unlabeled. You get to read about titanium dioxide, which may be the most well-known additive, but is it listed on there? No. Blueberry extract can improve wound healing, according to research presented at Experimental Biology 2022, showing how wounds treated with the phenolic extract from the wild blueberries had a 12% increase in wound closure by enhancing cell migration and the formation of new blood vessels. You can read more about that when you get your blast. Radiologists, of course, now are concealing heavy metal accumulation from MRIs. Yeah, that's right. When you go get those magnetic resonance imaging, they use a contrast agent in their enhanced MRI to improve the clarity of the images produced. A poll revealed 58% of radiologists avoid telling patients when deposits of toxic contrast agents are discovered in their system. These things stay there forever. Gadolinium is the element, and they call it gadolinium deposition disease. All these deposits from researchers are saying people go in there and they get MRIs done with this enhanced contrast agent or die, and the stuff just collects in your system and doesn't go away. Make sure you ask whether or not whatever there is, if you're going to have an MRI done, I prefer to use non-iodinated contrast media, if you can remember that. Now, how do I know about this? Because I was in radiography school at KU Medical Center. So that I know, and I've seen people and heard of people who got iodinated, which is like that's why they ask you if you're allergic to shrimp when you go in there to get an X-ray done where they're injecting dye. The contrast media, if you're allergic to shrimp, they're going to give you the non-iodinated media, which is doesn't have any iodine in it. That way you don't have an allergic reaction. One of the nurses I used to work with, or the ARRTs actually, radiologic technologist I used to work with, she had a patient die on her because he failed to tell her he was allergic to shrimp, and they gave him the stuff, and seconds later he coded. We also have another little piece on there. I was doing a little research, and I thought I'd share this with you. How to greenhouse garden. It's one of the things that I was looking for if you want to tell your rich Uncle Harry to spend his $10,000 Christmas present somewhere else. Buy something that's more practical, like, you know, 25-year supply shelf life or an electric generator or something like that. Most people, this article kind of alludes to getting away from the store-bought greenhouse and do your own thing. You can do this cheap. And I mean, we're talking really cheap. You can even do it into a city terrace or a rooftop. Many models are designed to turn an ordinary house or apartment window into a miniature Garden of Eden. And that's what this article is about. I'm actually using some of the panel products from my house to build a greenhouse. And why am I building a greenhouse rather than raised bed gardening? Well, the whole idea of chemtrails just kind of punctured my idea there. In COVID news, these people just never give up. The CDC has extended the federal mask mandate to May 3rd from April 18th. Why? Because they want to let officials at the agency assess whether the BA.2 virus subvariant drives a fresh wave of cases. This is all subjective, folks. It's nonsense. All the airlines are saying, look, enough of this. The COVID-19 metrics have plunged and authorities across the country are rolling back or eliminating restrictions. Why are you doing this nonsense? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in a statement, the latest extension simply prolongs the misery that passengers and flight attendants are being forced to endure. This is not evidence-based. It's more COVID theater. And here again, with this Title 42 expiration, and the Biden administration wanting to throw that out, they're looking at basically allowing illegal immigrants to have waivers of getting the jab. Yet we're being told? Really? FDA and Pfizer, by the way, knew that the COVID shot caused immunosuppression. Another batch, as of April Fool's Day, 11,000 Pfizer documents were released by the FDA, and the trial data reveal natural immunity was as effective as a jab, and that the shot side effects were more severe in those under 55, since the risk of severe COVID is dramatically lower in younger people and elevated risk of side effects unacceptable. The shot should have been restricted to those at high risk of severe COVID, but they weren't, as you well know. 220 million people have gotten the jab so far. I really don't know that there's that much you can do to get rid of the nanotechnology, but the spike proteins, I think you need to go to the Power Mall and do a little surf and searching. And we have some stuff on there that will help you out. That's what we're talking about, that C60. Yeah. Florida hospital. Here's that story I was telling you about while we've got a minute left. The children of a 55-year-old Florida woman say the hospital treating their mother for COVID-19 told her and them that she would be treated with ivermectin, but the treatment was stopped after she improved because a hospital pharmacist intervened, according to medical records. Diane Spangler of Titusville worsened after the ivermectin was stopped. She was put on a ventilator and died, according to medical records obtained by the Epic Times. What's more, she received the COVID-19 drug remdesivir, even after she and her children expressed they didn't want her to be treated with it, according to records. And Spangler's daughter, Megan, making the loss even more painful is knowing what happened to the nurse who advocated for the use of ivermectin. Donna Lowry, who had worked for Parish Medical Center for 31 years, this is outside Tampa, was fired for suggesting use of the drug. The hospital has urged the state of Florida to revoke her license. Of course, most of that board is run by Republicans that believe in what she did. It's highly unlikely she's going to have her license yanked. That's a sad story, folks. She's getting healthier, being given ivermectin, and then the hospital pharmacist says no. That guy needs to be taken out and given the old Mussolini treatment, in my book. We're going to have Dr. Dennis Cuddy on after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.